the scripture listed is John chapter 11, verses 32 through 44, but I want to back up to verse 30 and go on to verse 44. Now, Jesus had stayed outside the village, at the place where Martha met him. When the people who were at the house trying to console Mary saw her leave so hastily, they assumed she was going to Lazarus' grave to weep, so she followed her there. When Mary arrived and saw Jesus, she fell down at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and saw the other people wailing with her, he was moved with indignation and was deeply troubled. "Where have you put him?" he asked. They told him, "Lord, come and see." Then Jesus wept. The people who were standing nearby, "See how much he loved him," but some said, "The man healed a blind man. Why couldn't he keep Lazarus from dying?" And then Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead in verse 38. And again, Jesus was deeply troubled, and they came to the grave. It was a cave with a stone rolled across the entrance. "Roll the stone aside," Jesus said. But Martha, the dead man's sister, said, "Lord, by now the smell would be so terrible because he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus responded, "Didn't I tell you that you will see God's glory if you believe?" So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. But I said it out loud for the sake of these people standing here, so that they will believe that you sent me." And then Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come out!" And Lazarus came out, bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a headcloth, and Jesus told him, unwrapping and letting go. May God add the reading and the blessings to his holy word in Jesus' name. Amen. What a wonderful story of Lazarus.